Martyrdom is coming. Can you see it? It's right on our doorsteps, knocking, and it is right there. Especially we see this with the issues of homosexual marriage, now with the issue of abortion, and all the rage and anger that we see out there in our country, because we are not adopting that woke religion, and they will find us. You think to yourself, maybe I can hide. Maybe I can just pray my rosary and sit on my couch and hide in my home in safety. But they will find you, because the person behind it is Satan, and he knows exactly where you are. This is just like the early years of the Christian religion, the first 300 years, where the religion was part of the state. They were polytheists, and so they worshiped so many gods that for each of the gods, they had a celebration and a parade and festivities that the city would hold. And if you were not out there supporting the local gods of that town or that city, you were considered a disturber of the peace, which is exactly what happened with the Christians. They refused to participate in the state religion, and they were martyred. The same thing is playing out right now. Are you ready? The Beatitudes are the path towards martyrdom. They will get you ready to be able to accept Jesus no matter what. Because at the end of the day, that's really the option that we have. You either accept Jesus or you don't. And if you accept him, you will die. They will hunt you down and they will not be tolerant of what we believe. Or you deny him. Those are the two paths at the end of the day for every single person. And even someone who did not die for their faith, like the Blessed Mother, had to live a life that was of such suffering that she is called Queen of Martyrs. So let's review the path of the Beatitudes that we have taken so far so we can be caught up to where we are right now. The first one, which I consider it the freedom of one foot and then the other. The first Beatitude, blessed are the poor in spirit, because if our feet are attached to the earth, we will not make it to heaven. So we need to be poor, as Jesus implies, and not people that are greedy and attached to material possessions, for us to have the spiritual freedom that we need to be faithful to Jesus. Secondly, blessed are those that mourn for their sins. You find yourself committing the same sins over and over again, it's because you haven't mourned, because that other foot is attached to earth and not on the way to heaven. Now, the next two Beatitudes have to do with our hands, with how we grasp and how we are allowed ourselves to lead. Blessed are those that are meek, those that extend their left hand out to Jesus and say, take me wherever you want. And where does he take us? He says, follow me, take up your cross, and follow me daily. That is the path towards martyrdom. That's where Jesus went, that's where his apostles went, and that's where we must go as well. So that brings us to the fourth Beatitude, the other hand for spiritual freedom. Blessed are those that hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be satisfied. What does that have to do with the hands? It has to do with grasping. What do we grab at? So my friends, I had this very experience in the last 3 weeks. Stark contrast, one world versus another. For 1 week, I was at a 5-star hotel with all the food and drink that I could eat and drink and shove in my mouth as much as I wanted. I was in the land of gluttony where I could grasp as much as I wanted. And God allowed that to happen on purpose. He wanted me to see, what is it like when you could have steak after steak, shrimp after shrimp, whatever you want, the fanciest food you can possibly imagine. And after several days, I found myself empty and frustrated and spiritually lukewarm, not wanting to pray, lazy, only wanting comfort, because that's where that path takes you. And you could see everyone else there. All they cared about was money and luxury and all of that. So much so that when we came back, I realized and decided we are never going back there as a family, because it is not spiritually good for us. And God wanted the stark contrast to happen. That's exactly when I got sick. I got sick with COVID. I took this COVID medication that put me in the hospital. And for a week and a half, I literally was eating nothing, from an all-you-can-eat buffet of everything that you can possibly want to starvation. For a week and a half, I ate and drank hardly anything, some liquids, but literally God had me experiencing, what is it like when you eat nothing. And during that week and a half, you know what I felt? You know what it was like? I was at peace. I was again desiring spiritual things. I was thinking about prayer. I was uniting my suffering to those of other people. I was having thousands of you pray for me. The contrast between those two realities, the five-star meals versus literally eating nothing, could not be more extreme. And I could see how one path would take me eventually to hell, and the other path would take me to martyrdom and to heaven. And this is what Jesus wants. What is that fourth beatitude really about? Two things: fasting and the Eucharist. This is what Jesus means by hungering and thirsting for righteousness. Putting aside everything earth, all the fancy food, and wanting what is real. What is real? Prayer, holiness, sacrifice, love of Jesus and Mary, and the Eucharist. The real food that satisfied, because all that food that I ate left me empty and at times angry and frustrated, because it didn't matter how much I ate, I felt worse and worse, and yet even wasn't good for my health. And that week of fasting was probably healing for my health. It set me on fire again. It put that desire in my heart. Today, Saint, that I want us to be our guide in this, to be this example for what this is like, for living this out in their daily life, is Saint Junipero Serra. So he was this missionary out in California, a place that needs a lot of prayer, and those of you that live there very much know this. And he literally walked all over the United States, down from Mexico City all the way back to California and everywhere in between. So fasting and hungering was part of his daily life. And that sacrifice that he was constantly bringing on himself, either willingly or because of the circumstance, set him on fire for the Lord Jesus. It gave him the power, the spiritual power, to convert other people, to bring people from pagan religions into Christianity. And so he gives us this example of those that hunger and thirst for righteousness truly are satisfied. My friends, you cannot hide from martyrdom. It's coming and you know it. And you cannot sit in your gated communities and pray your rosary and think that you will be safe. You will not, because they will find us. And just like the Christians in the time of the Romans, they couldn't hide, even though they were in the underground. So therefore, we must be ready. We must be ready even to starve ourselves so that we can be set on fire for Jesus, which is what we call fasting, and eating the real food that he offers, the Eucharist. Blessed are those that hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be satisfied.
Hi friends, this is Alvaro with the channel Uniquely Mary, and I'm placing this video at the end of some of these recent videos because you're most likely someone that loves this channel since you watched to the end. So I am asking you to support this channel in a special way. Recently, I was in the hospital for a week, and we are having medical bills upwards of between $5,000 and $10,000. We're still figuring out how much that's gonna cost. So it's not your responsibility to pay my bills, but I'm simply asking for some support. I am starting a GoFundMe, and you can support me in all the regular ways, clicking on the video, clicking on some of the ads, or you can also buy me a coffee. That's another way where you can support me in $5 increments. Please be generous. And if you can, at least offer some prayers. Thank you so much. God bless you. See you in the next one.